Okay. Caca, we're gonna start.
Hurry, hurry, step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cups. Here's to this moment, it will never happen again.
This is Off Stage and On the Air, performance number 597, our last of the year 2020. I am Lisa Sheps. I am joined by my faithful, loving, and beautiful co-host, Miss Nicole Shiro.
Hello, good day.
You are listening to us on KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby, streaming live at koop.org, and during the pandemic, we are pre-recorded and homegrown. We'll be right back.
Forget your troubles and raise your cup. Step right up, feast your eyes on the wonders of this world.
It is Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. On the show today, it's just Nicole and I talking about the year. Talking about the year that was and the year that will be. And listening to some music. And reporting some sad news. So listen to this song and we'll be right back. That was My White Knight from the Music Man Revival, and that was Rebecca Luker, who we lost this week. What a sad loss.
Big loss, sad loss. I knew she had ALS, but I guess I didn't realize it had progressed as far as it had.
I think she announced it about a year ago, or a little bit more than a year ago, that she had it.
I thought it was just February of this year.
Maybe. I don't remember. It's.
I mean, the year is we can't tell time anymore. But I feel like it was just earlier this year. And I was just so shocked. It was so quick. 59.
59 years old. She did a concert for a fundraiser for ALS. And folks may also know it as Lou Gehrig's disease. Back in June, where she sang. And then I do want to, and there'll be a link to this on our site, offstageonair.com. Fresh Air did a interview with Danny Burstein, her husband, and her, after we learned about the diagnosis, and after June, I think. And I hadn't heard it before, and it was quite poignant to re-listen to it. And I have to give a shout out to our friends over at Broadway Radio and Today on Broadway. They put that in their feed. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known it existed because I don't listen to Fresh Air anymore. And it was pretty heartwarming to hear the two of them talking.
Yeah, I mean, she was, when Danny got COVID very bad and was very, very ill.
Very sick.
Yep, and she was really vocal and she was, excuse me, this darn cedar fever just got me.
Darn it.
And then I saw her do the ALS fundraiser. So, I mean, it just, to me, was very, it just was out of nowhere, but I feel for Danny.
It wasn't. They kept the diagnosis secret for a long time. And I think it wasn't until it started affecting her. It's a degenerative disease, which there's no cure
There's no cure. I know. It's an awful, awful disease.
But Terry Gross talks to her about, you know, at that time, she was still kind of thinking that she was going to beat it somehow, even though she, and it's just a heartwarming interview. And I would really recommend folks to
my heart goes out to her and her family and to Danny Burstein. And
so, just so folks know,
you know, from Alabama.
Say that again.
He's a Southern girl from Alabama.
I did not know that. That's I'm going to write that down in my diary. But she had Tony Award nominations for Showboat, The Music Man, and Mary Poppins.
Yeah, then, she's one of those few, you know, I don't like the crazy high sopranos. They drive me nuts, but her voice was like butter to me. I'm with you.
She has an opera background, so she's trained opera singer. So it's a really sad loss. And Danny Bernstein, as you said, had a very bad case of COVID-19, and she had a mild case of COVID-19. And I've only seen Danny Bernstein in one thing, and that was Fiddler on the Roof, the revival.
Comet Fiddler.
Mm-hmm. But he has such a wonderful air about him. He's very calm. He's a calming influence.
He's on he's on that TV show Evil.
Never heard of it. So
yeah.
I might have
this
to. So
warmy little DA guy. He's actually really good in it.
Cool. Evil. I'll look it up. So let's just take a little break right now to listen to Jimmy Fallon did a musical. It's called 2020 the Musical, along with Andrew Rannells, which is really quite fun. And let's listen to the whole thing, and then we'll come back afterwards.
And now, 2020 the Musical.
2020. Oh, what a journey. How has 1 year felt like 30? January in America, trumpets and peach in America, more primaries in America, new World War III in America, Trump's in the clear in America, Harry comes here to America, it's a new year in America, nothing to fear in America. I've got these plans like my third cousin's wedding, running a 5K, drinking less booze, seeing a concert, shopping for bedding, family reunion on a Disney cruise. Then suddenly COVID. It's day 16, going on 17, here in my quarantine, staying at home and fixing Dad's iPhone. Where is my pal Jim Beam? It's day 17, going on 18, just kicking back alone. On top I'm dressed, waist down I'm a mess, I'm ready to work from home. Hello, my name is Matt from work, and I would like to join you on this strange new thing called Zoom. Hello, my name is Zach from work, and please don't mind that I am in my childhood bedroom.
Hello, my name is Ron from work, and please enjoy my background that looks like I'm on the moon. Ah. Hello, my name is...
Hey, dude,
I think
your audio's up.
I think there's a problem.
Hey.
Sound.
Your audio's
off. Oops, I was on mute.
Hello.
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 Something has changed within me. Something's not the same. I'm sick of catching moths on my Animal Crossing game.
I'm carving my own puzzles, out dancing my TikTok feed. And next week I have big plans to make my own cheese. I think that I'm losing my sanity. It's clear that I'm losing my sanity. I gotta leave this house.
Recreation, gotta get out of my seat.
One, neighbor walking toward me, I better cross the street.
One cough and suddenly people all stare,
me. I swear it's just a tickle, it's allergies.
Memory, drinking lattes at Starbucks, sitting crammed into tables, nowhere to put my arms.
I remember the crowded hipster bar across the street, grinding to Lizzo till I barfed.
All right, well, I'm off to a birthday thing, just me and 10 friends. You want to come with? Andrew, you okay, bud?
And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're a fun guy, I can't deny, but I will not hang out inside. No, 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 no way. No, 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 no way.
Andrew, it's the outdoor party. We're just gonna go to a park or something.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, let's go. Okay, cool.
Whoa.
What's going on?
What day is it?
November 3rd.
Election! Election! Election!
The AP has called the race for Joe Biden, but President Trump says the election is far from over.
You can throw a hissy fit and say this ain't the end.
But the only thing that's running now is the hair dye on your friend. Cause we've all seen Steve Kornacki's board and it says you're not president.
You can't stop the count. You can't stop the count.
Moderna, they just made a shot from Moderna.
I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I trust Dr. Fauci, it's just a little out here. I'm not throwing away my shot.
When 2020 started, it was supposed to be my year. So what happened? Took a shower once a month while trembling in fear. God, what happened? A virus that infects the entire world. What's so scary about that? I must trust that next year will be easier and that we'll have each other's backs. Then I'll finally get to go out and I'll let the whole world see my mouth. I believe that next year will be better for all of us. I believe that come next spring we'll get to hug our parents. And I believe that we should listen to science and not believe drinking bleach is an actual medical cure. 2021 will be our year.
I'm not giving away my shot.
Nope. There's so, a lot of material for 2020, the musical.
There is so much material in 2020, the musical. What do you have any, like, do you have any, let's start with the good memories of 2020. Do you have any good memories of 2020? And let's keep it to the realm of theater.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like the Grope saved 2020 for me.
With his last little Christmas thing that he did?
With his Christmas thing. And we've listened to him so often. And then we got one of his albums recently. And like, he just brings me joy. The Grope's I mean, honestly, the Groves and Jackie Benson are the two that saved 2020 for me. The Groves.
Well, that's,
and in 19th century Russia, we write letters.
We do. That, of course, is a reference to the Great Comet, which we have some, you know, based on our interview with Dave Stakely, it's possible we could be seeing that at the Zach sometime in the future.
It would be great. It really is. I'm so glad you said that to him, by the way, because I've wanted to say it's such a show, but you did. So I was like, thank you, Lisa.
Well, I will say that of any theater company in Austin right now, Zach Theater is probably the only one that has the resources to pull it off. Mm-hmm. So I'm all for it. I'm all in favor.
What's your highlight of 2020? What's yours?
Well, I think my highlight is the sort of the leveling of the playing field of people being able to see things that they couldn't see prior. Mm. And I hope that there's a modicum of this that remains after we get back to normal. There was the opportunity to see all of these fundraisers that typically happen live with a high ticket price, so it's only for a select few that are able to see them, and we've been able to see them all because they've all been live streamed. And if there was if it was behind a paywall, we found some way to see pieces of it on YouTube anyway. So I think that was kind of a theatrical highlight for me. And locally speaking, the outreach that the theater companies have been doing with one another have really changed the culture of theater, I think, here in Austin that will stay on.
And
I'm not sure whether it would have happened. We were starting this process before COVID happened, but I don't think it would have been so cemented in if COVID didn't happen, because people just, you know, we tend to be very busy, and during COVID, we've been less busy.
Yeah, no, that is a really good spot.
Yeah, well, let's take another little piece of break to hear a piece of music from that really great and well-known show, Rap Master Ronnie.
Oh, Rap Master Ronnie! I mean, don't you have that on your spin list?
I do. It was a show that was developed by Gary Trudeau and Liz Suedos.
Really?
In the 80s. And it had a 1984 off-Broadway show. And it was basically Gary Trudeau had a vendetta against the Reagan administration, as well he should. And so that's what this is from. There's also a music video of it. So let's...
Randy Rainbow just way back in time and we didn't know?
No, nope, not Randy Rainbow.
I'm being funny. That's obviously not.
No, but I mean, not even in the style of. Here he is. This is Rap Master Ronnie, New Year's in Beirut.
Dear Brooke, you won't remember. I'm private.
Rap Master Ronnie.
Can I tell you, my mom tells me about how beautiful Beirut. Beirut's one of the favorite places she ever went. The beaches, she said, were just unbelievable.
Staying in the political realm, our beloved president just signed into law, after holding us hostage for a week, this relief bill for COVID-19, which includes Save Our Stages.
Yes.
And that's an important piece of legislation to help theaters weather this storm. Now, I have to say, this will be my second reference to Today on Broadway. I have a love-hate relationship with that show, but Matt Temenini his co-host were talking about it. And I'm sorry, Matt, but you just don't get it. He said, well, I think it's really great, but this isn't, you know, they're helping the very organizations that don't need any help. And he's thinking about Broadway stages and the high, you know, commercial theater. But the bulk of the people that these are going to help are small nonprofit theaters in towns like Austin, Texas.
It's supposed to. So let's just see where the money goes.
Yeah, let's see. Correct. I mean,
just like in theory, you know, this bill desperately needed to be signed, but Lisa had a problem with the amount of money going to all the other countries. I'm glad it was held up for a bit. So
there you go. So this was a the Save Our Stages bill. This was written to remind folks by bipartisan Amy Klobuchar and our senator, unfortunately, John Cornyn. I should say that the opinions expressed here on Offstage and On the Air are not those of the radio station, the board of directors, or staff. So it is, it's going to provide grants that could reimburse venues for 45% of their losses, or $10 million, whichever is less. It covers theaters, music clubs, and nonprofit museums.
I was glad to see that they put that language in there, because for a while it wasn't covering everybody. And
well, and it was vague. And when I read it the first time, it didn't seem like it was going to cover theaters.
No.
It also has money set aside for movie theaters, which I think is interesting.
Okay, I saw that too, and I found that interesting. I was like, but I mean, they're in trouble too.
Big trouble. Mm-hmm. So I mean, there's a lot. But anyway, so that's a good. Good piece of news. So we have to go off to take a little break. And I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Do you have a show tune that's about New Year's that you would like to hear in this spot?
Do you want to know what? I love this when they're singing about New Year's in Rent and they're getting ready and they're all dressed up. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And then we're going to listen to it as we go out for break. We are back. You're listening to Offstage and On the Air with Lisa
and Nicole.
And as a reminder, folks, during COVID-19, we are pre-recorded and homegrown here on Co-op Radio. We're recording this on Sunday. You are listening to this on Wednesday. And I need to say that Wednesday, when this is going to be playing, is the New Year's Eve Eve.
New Year's Eve Eve. If we could have a Christmas Eve Eve, we should be able to have a New Year's Eve Eve.
So this will be our last broadcast of 2020. Thank God. Because, of course, everything is going to change and go back to normal on January 1st, which I think is great.
Hi. I already had this combo with my grandmother. I don't think 2021's looking any better.
The New York Times did a retrospective of artists we lost in 2020. And boy, talk about a heartbreaking group of people. So I want to go through some of them right now. And what they did was, and we'll talk about some of these, it's in their own words. So they quoted each person.
It took me a while to get through this. I couldn't sit down and look at it all in one sitting. It was a lot.
We talked last week about Anne Rankin. And so that was a tragic loss. We lost Sean Connery. And I know this isn't theater related, but Alex Trebek.
Alex is he's Alex Trebek. He is allowed to be on that list.
Yeah, this is also not theater, but it was. And we talked about this when he died. It was Ennio Morricone, who wrote music for all these spaghetti westerns. Mm-hmm. Diana Rigg, Helen Reddy, Jerry Stiller. I've got to remember the one, there's a couple here that I want to read the quotes of. Yeah, this was too big for me to print out and write notes on, so I didn't. Anthony Chisholm, who was an actor in Mice and Men. Olivia de Havilland. Mm-hmm. We talked about her when she passed.
104.
Yeah. Kirk Douglas. Kenny Rogers, the great Broadway actor, Kenny Rogers, because you know when to hold him.
You know, I lived across the street from a Kenny Rogers Roasters.
From a Kenny
in
Rogers
West Village.
Zoe Caldwell passed away. Here's one. This is a dancer. I did not know him. Louis Johnson. He said, I am a dancer who loves to dance, any kind of dance. In choreographing, I don't think of dance as ballet, modern, or anything, just dance.
Oh, I like that.
Terrence McNally said, I like to surprise myself. I've always been attracted to projects where I don't know how they're going to turn out. If I ever invent bravery in my life, it tends to be at a keyboard.
You just made me cry.
I know.
That guy was important. He was personally, he's important. He was personally important to me in my journey.
I know.
In theater. And then to get to meet and work with him was a blessing. But just in general, long before meeting or working with him or having that moment, he, to me, he was a big influence in my life.
Yeah. We lost Ming Cho Lee, who was a designer.
Mm-hmm.
And he designed theaters. And he said, I've been criticized for doing very Brechtian design. But when I go to a play or an opera, I love getting involved rather than just looking at it. I prefer a total theatrical experience to an analytical experience.
I agree with him.
I agree with him. I can't do it, but I totally agree with him.
Yeah, I totally agree with him. And I... We lost a lot of designers. We lost a lot of lighting and brilliant designers in lighting and stage and costume this year. We lost a lot of people that you don't see all the time and know the names, but we wouldn't have those people in the light and know those names without these other people.
Right. And we also lost, of course, Nick Cordero to a really bad, bad, bad case of COVID-19.
Bad.
And the last person I want to talk about, because it's gonna fit into the next little item that I want to talk about, which we failed to talk about last week, is Chadwick Boseman, who did his farewell performance in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Yes.
On Netflix. Did you happen to see it?
I did not happen to see it because I don't have the Netflix.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a gym.
What amazing piece of work it was. And I have to say, you're going to make fun of me. I kept going, who is this person that is so good? I couldn't figure out who it was that was playing this guy. I forgot the character's name. And then I had to look it up on the internet. And I, oh, of course, Chadwick Boseman. He was so good. And I didn't even know it was him.
So talented. That is a big loss. He was an inspiration to a lot of kids, a lot. Very, very big loss. Recently, Nicholas Smith did a wonderful mural of him recently that is at Disney. Nicholas Smith is the artist who painted the Obamas as the Incredibles. He's a Houston artist. He also worked for Disney for years, and he painted a beautiful mural of Chadwick for Black Panther in Disney.
Where is it?
Just recently in Disney. He painted a huge mural.
Anaheim or in Orlando?
Cali.
Pardon
Cali.
Me? That's Anaheim. So back to Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. It's just an excellent, excellent show. Of course, this is part of the August Wilson cycle. This was produced by Denzel, who has become a one-named person, by the way. And
he could be one name. He's Denzel.
And stars the incomparable Viola Davis as well as Chaz McBoseman. And the other actors in this that play the band is really good. And they are, let me see if I can, Coleman Domingo played Cutter. Glenn Truman played the piano. Michael Plotz played the bass, or the actress that played the bass. And then I've got this other young woman, I can't forget her name. She did an excellent job. Taylor Page as Dussie May. Have you seen or read the show before?
Mm-hmm.
It just tells an incredible story of how, very different from Fences in terms of it's more about systemic racism in the 50s and 60s and how this very powerful black performer dealt with it. And she was taking control. And then the difference between her and the Chadwick Boseman character dealing with these systemic racism in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And it has an ending that is different from the play. It's got a little prologue, which is really, really good. I'm not going to say anything about it, but
no.
it was pretty powerful of an ending, and it was not in the original text.
I feel like Denzel and Antonio Banderas, those two have taken a really great stride in bringing theater in different ways to audiences and into producing, like not just wearing their actor hats and taking it to a whole different level. And I love that about both of them. So thank you to both of them for doing that.
Okay, well, let's take a little break and listen to another song, shall we?
Yes, let's.
We are going to listen to From A Doll's Life, the musical.
I didn't know there was A Doll's Life, the musical.
Well, listen to this. This is in 1979. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not 1979. Where's the date? I'll come up with a date. But it is a Betty Comden, Adolph Green, with music by Larry Grossman. It was directed by Hal Prince.
What?
Starred Betsy Joslin, George Hearn, and Peter Gallagher.
What? Huh?
Yes, thank you. It was a Broadway production, opened in 1982 at the Mark Hellinger.
OMG. I am just so confused by all of this right now.
It did not do really well. Frank Rich said, quote, "I have inflated a spectacularly unpromising premise with loads of money, good intentions, and hard work, only to end up with a show that collapses in its prologue and skids into a toboggan slide from which there is no return."
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, let's put Ibsen to music.
Well, this is interesting because so you know that recently, and I don't remember the year, there was A Doll's House Part 2. This was four years ago.
Yes.
This is basically A Doll's House Part 2, the musical, because it does the same thing. It says what happens after she leaves the house and she leaves her husband. It's the same premise, but...
So someone must have liked the musical and went, we could do that. I think they'll like it without the music. And then wrote this other piece.
Doll's House Part 2 was...
Laurie Metcalf did it to rave reviews.
Yeah, and that was I forgot the playwright's name. Somebody will correct me. But anyway, let's listen to this piece of music. It's called New Year's Eve from A Doll's Life, the musical.
Gentlemen, it's late. Time for me to leave.
What you hunt leave before our annual ritual that marks New Year's Eve.
There it is, A Doll's Life, the musical.
Who knew? That just might bring me as much joy as the Groves in 2020. Who knew?
All right. To finish off our show today, let's talk about, are you a person that does New Year's resolutions?
I try.
So do you want to share? Do you have a resolution that you want to share with our listening audience?
I just need to be kinder.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna stop you right there. This is the person that drove to my house with a goodie bag of roast beef, mashed potatoes, and asparagus, and chocolate cake with chocolates and
Christmas
crackers. You're saying you need to be kinder? I didn't do that.
Yeah, I do. I think we all need to be kinder. I think sometimes the little things, even while waiting in line and being annoyed and stupid other things, I have to stop and remember. I just have to stop and be kinder. I think we all could do that.
Yeah, I agree. I will actually co-opt that. That I don't do resolutions. I just don't do them because I never keep
them. Hard
to
keep.
What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
But I like the idea of being kinder, and it's something that... you're right. Everybody can be kinder.
Doesn't cost anything. It's easy to do. No one has to teach you a lesson in it. It's just, I mean, it's the easiest thing we could all do.
Yep.
So.
Well,
I smile big under my masks, and I do still feel like that is infectious. Even under your mask, people can see a smile because they can see you smile with your eyes when you smile down below.
I think you're right. Well, with that, ends 2020 for Offstage and On the Air. And I should say that we are only 3 episodes away from our 600th episode.
You believe that?
Yeah. And we'll attempt to do something special, but probably won't since we never do.
Well, I have a confetti can in case he's been dying to shoot off. We may have to shoot it off and record that.
I think maybe you're right. So we're going to go away hearing at least the 12 Days of Christmas.
I'm so happy.
She Loves Me, because we haven't played it. And we're going to end with that. And if I need to fill more time, there'll be more songs. But that's it. So I wish everybody a happy, healthy, and safe new year. We will see each other again in 2021, probably pre-recorded for quite some time, probably until the summer, when we can get back into the studio. What do you have to say to our listeners as we walk away?
Health, happy. Love your family, man. Pick up the phone and call someone you haven't talked to in a while. They probably need to hear your voice. It'll go a long way.
There you go. Well, Nicole and I will be back next year when we look at what's happening off stage and on the air. Let's think 12 Days of Christmas 2021.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
My true love gave to me.